Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, here we go. Entering the 7 o'clock hour on the world-famous K-Rock finale show. Big news this morning, waking up to Brandon Urie, Panic at the Disco, says he's going to step away from the band. The band is no more as he focuses on raising a soon-to-be-born child. Very excited about that. Panic fans freaking the F out. They'll do some more shows in Europe. And then we'll have to wait around for that reunion tour announcement, which I'm sure you'll hear first right here. Later this morning on K-Rock, we will get you tickets to see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl. That was just announced. Nice tour yesterday they put up. And hopefully get you on that standby boarding list so you can see them again in Amsterdam as part of World Tour 2023. This hour on the show, lots to get to, including, mugs in the streets talking to people about sound financial decisions they made. Of course, he's just talking to super drunk people, so the information we get, take it, you know, with a grain of salt.
Also, he's a man who doesn't make great financial decisions.
The worst. And yeah. So, I don't even want to get
the best. I mean, he saved $150 on that Taylor Hawkins ticket.
That's true. He didn't have to pay for the show. Yeah.
This guy was emailing, texting me. He was texting me over the weekend about gambling on playoff games. And he was like,
I didn't know he could do that anymore.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He said his one bookie, he got banned from one bookie because he owes him too much money.
Whoa.
And then, somehow he found another person to take bets because he said to me, he's like, Klein, I don't know about you, dude, but Chiefs is going to be a blowout. They're going to win by 30. And I was like,
30?
He thought they were going to win by a lot.
Oh, yikes.
And I said to him, I wouldn't do that if I were you. That's like the dummy, that's kind of the dummy public take on the game.
I guess that's why yesterday he was like, happy birthday, Allie.
Yeah.
It's like, are you okay? He's in here.
Oh, go ahead, Mugs, quickly, because you found another bookie to take your money?
Let's just say I have another outlet. Avenue.
Did you do what I told you?
Lose money.
But did you make any money? Because you still owe me money.
I still owe you money. Thank God I didn't take the Chiefs to cover the spread.
Gave you good advice.
But I did get a text from my bookie last night. I owe him $1,600.
Oh, boy.
And he asked me, can you please pay some of it?
And what's your answer?
I didn't respond.
Okay, good. Good move.
This is not the kind of bookie that goes around and breaks her legs?
Well, he's more of a friend, but
he's not going to be for much
that's
longer.
That's going to change. You're going to be friends with a Louisville slugger.
I don't think he'll do that.
Eventually he will. Yeah. You got to get some money from
him. Dude, people don't like being owed money.
I know. Here's the crazy thing, though. He does a very good business.
You know. You clearly don't know because you've owed Klein $150 forever.
No, he does a very good business, and I don't think like I'm his top customer.
If everyone said that, doesn't matter what the business is. If everyone's going around being like, I'll get you next time, you got no business. The guy needs to get paid, and he's got to make an example out of you.
It's like
I got to make an example out of you.
I know. You
Easy Friday, Big Worm, man.
Yeah, this is not going to end well for you.
Principalities.
Listen, here's the good news. We'll find out. Hopefully you got some good financial advice from people at the bar. We got all sorts of people on the phone now at K-Rock that would like to share with us the last illegal thing they did. So we'll start the hour with those calls, 800-520-1067. What is the last illegal thing you did? On average, we all somehow do two illegal things a week. I'm shocked the number's that high, to be completely honest. But then I think about what I did in the last 24 hours. I feel like I did five illegal things in the last 24 hours.
I think in most... I feel like I do something illegal every day.
So what is the last illegal thing you did? 800-520-1067.
I ran a stop sign.
I feel like I consider myself, for the most part, a law-abiding citizen. It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show.
But you then, do? Really?
Well, Yes,
you're probably one of the shadiest persons I know. Like, if I needed something, I would kind of hit you up probably first.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the laws are there, understandably, to, you know, make society run in a certain way. And I try to play by some of those laws. And then some of them are a little stupid. Like, you know, this morning, I do get to a red light every single morning where I don't see one other car in any direction on the road. It's 3-something in the morning. There's no one on there. And I know
which one you're talking about. Yeah, and it takes forever.
Takes forever. And there's no way. Cars can't even come in any other direction. I'm the only one. And I kind of sit there for a second or two. And then I go, this is crazy. And I just go. And I know it's illegal. And I could get pulled over for it. And I am choosing to run a red light. And I do it every morning. But that's
you just go straight through. I do like a fake right turn and then a U-turn and then another.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like, I'm just making a right. And then
she's just a confused woman driver. She doesn't know what she's doing.
That's a good move. I use that too.
Yeah.
That's also illegal, I guess. But I mean, I don't consider that to be, you know, anything that's. Listen, we all have our own gauge as to what we, you know, what rules we play by. Some people play, it's like people that, the expiration date rule. Some people go, like, that's exactly the date it says. I'm not eating it a second past that date. Others go, it's suggestive.
Yeah.
It's good for another 2 weeks.
I mean, there is also, like I open Katie's mail all the time, and technically that's a federal offense, isn't it?
Yeah, sure, but that's also...
That, like, you're married.
And let's be honest. I mean, you know she's cheating. You need evidence, so we get it. What is the last illegal thing you did? That's the question. 800-520-1067. Apparently, we're all on average doing 2 illegal things a week or something, which is kind of crazy. And then, of course, there's different levels of what's illegal. Like, I guess you could argue that infidelity, is that still considered illegal or no? Is that just immoral?
No, you can't be jailed for that. But
yeah,
that's grounds for divorce.
Hey, you're on K-Rock. What's the last illegal thing you did?
So there was one time at work that I had to actually forge a document, a very important document.
You forged a signature of a very important document?
Yeah, and I work at a very, very high-level company where that is super illegal, and if I get caught, I will go to jail.
Did you have to practice the signature on a separate piece of paper before you felt confident enough?
No, it was actually like a stamp signature, but I just had to like kind of we call it Fox It, but it's basically like, what's that program that everybody uses to forge stuff? Photoshop.
Were you nervous knowing that what you did was illegal to the point where had you gotten caught, you would have been, arrested or whatever?
No, because my boss told me to do it.
Yeah, but then in a court of law, you could still be punished for that.
Yeah, I know.
Lee, do you go to O'Grady's in Granada Hills?
No.
Oh, they would love you there. I feel like you'd fit in great. Hey, Don, what's the last illegal thing you ever did?
I'm driving right now illegally to work right now.
Why are you driving illegally?
I haven't fixed my license from an incident.
What incident?
I got a little tipsy.
I think we all knew the answer. So you're driving with no license right now?
Yes, sir.
All right, so he's currently doing something illegal as we speak. Chris, what is the last illegal thing you ever did?
Well, besides talking to you guys while I'm driving, I never pay for stamps. I don't see why anyone would ever pay for stamps because all you have to do is switch the addresses and put it in the mailbox and they will just send it to the return address, which is the address you are trying to get it to.
So you put the place you want it to go to on the return and then you put it in there with no stamp and then they do return to sender. It gets to where you want it to go and that is considered,
exactly.
I guess, mail fraud, which is illegal.
Hey, but El Cheapo, right?
Yeah,
so you don't need
point.
To have a stamp on there already to do return to sender?
No, because, Allie, that's the whole point. Is if there was no stamp, they would just return to sender and be like, you need a stamp, dummy.
Oh,
so that's the whole idea.
Wow.
James, you're on K-Rock. What's the last illegal thing you ever did?
Fine. I hit someone on the job site yesterday because they were taking some of our materials.
So you punched someone?
Yeah.
Where?
Out in your Belinda.
No, where on his body did you put
it? Right in the ear, Belinda.
In the face. Sometimes in the body.
Vicky, you're on K-Rock. What is the last illegal thing you did?
So the last major illegal thing, I committed check forgery in college.
Oh.
What, that was the last illegal thing you did was in college?
Well, it was a big one. That's the biggest thing I've done.
How do you pull that off?
Yeah,
check forgery. What is that
so
like?
My roommate's dad would send her the rent check every month, so she always told him rent was more so she could have extra money.
Mm,
so one month
That's also illegal. I like in the setup of what she did illegal, something else illegal happened.
Yeah,
which
was
lying to your parents to get more money. Go ahead, yes?
But then, so 1 month he sent it to her, but he wrote the rental company's name on there. So basically what I did
is
I made the rental's name into her name. And then she went and cashed it.
Wow.
Check fraud.
That's hard to do. I think has, not that is more respected, but that requires a lot more effort to do that properly.
Speaking of respected, Allie, on the hotline now, we have respected KNX reporter Craig Figner. Yes, go ahead. You're on K-Rock. Good morning.
I run into that same damn red light almost every morning that you guys do, too. And I had to call you and share some wisdom. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Go ahead. You are the newsman.
Okay. All right. I had a police officer tell me once, if you approach a red light and there's like we say, nobody around, it's like 3:30 in the morning, you're hung up at the light. He said you could exercise discretion if you believe the light is maybe malfunctioning.
What?
Oh. So I believe that the light is malfunctioning. So what I do is I come to a full stop. I look around. And again, like you guys do, there's nobody around. Then I put on my hazards. And I slowly drive through it.
Whoa. So you just go straight through. You don't do the fake right-hand turn that I do.
I do it sometimes if I feel like I just want to mix it up a bit.
Just for a little fun.
But usually I go right on through. Obviously, I don't do it if I can see a single car. But if I get pulled over, say there's a cop I don't see, I'm gonna plead my case. Hey, I thought the light was malfunctioning. I need to get to work. I, you know, used discretion. And, I'm going to hope he's sympathetic.
I'm going to use that on every light.
Who knew that KNX was just a bunch of hooligans breaking the laws all the time?
My
Unbelievable.
God,
what would Jennifer
rebels.
York have to say about this?
Jennifer York would not be happy right now. Not at all. Quick break.
We're going to call her.
We'll be right back. Oh, man, this guy's dealing drugs later today. What do you have? Oh, this is interesting. There's some good ones on the text line, too. We'll take a quick break. We got more show to get to after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture this. You in Amsterdam with the band Coldplay. We'll make that happen. At least get you on that standby boarding list around 9 o'clock this morning and give you tickets to see Coldplay right here at the Rose Bowl show that was just announced yesterday. So many shows, so many tours, so many things being announced in the good side of things. And then you got the flip side. Panic at the Disco saying earlier this morning that they are no more. They'll be taking a... They didn't even say a break. They just said...
They said that the band is not going to be there anymore.
Not going to be there after these last sets of shows that are scheduled so that Brendan can focus on raising a baby. And I think if anyone has had a baby after a few months of that, you decide, I got to get out of the house. So I think an international tour will be in their future again. We've been right about some of the things. In fact, a lot of people pointed out, Allie, we said on the show a few weeks ago when M&M's did this big thing, we said this is going to backfire. It's going to not go well for them, and they will backpedal on the whole
thing.
And
they did.
And that's exactly what happened. So we have been right before, and a lot of people say we're cursed, and we're a mush, and we've only done terrible things like killed Betty White accidentally, etc. But other things...
That was inevitable.
That wasn't us. I mean, she was 99 or something.
Yeah.
Expected.
But it was just a few days, I think, before her 100th birthday.
Yeah, okay.
Question that I actually meant to ask you yesterday. I obviously took a last minute flight over the weekend so that I could head up to the playoff game, and I was running late, and I got to the point where I was one of the last people to board the flight. Now, this is Southwest situation where you're not in any kind of assigned seat, so you're faced with the inevitable decision of who do you decide to sit next to. Which middle seat
do
you take?
Do I want to ruin? Because everyone's looking, and it's not about you necessarily. Actually, if you have a baby on your lap, it is about you. But
in this case, I did not have the baby.
Okay.
It was just me.
This is more about... These are all people, because everyone's been there before. You go, I just hope that these last stragglers, these low C number people that are boarding, C38 or whatever.
Yeah. We'll just move right past me and onto somebody else.
Right.
So I had two options, one to my right, one to my left. Both people, I'll just say, did the bag trick where they had a bag in that middle seat, hoping that somebody like me wouldn't be like, hi, is anybody sitting there? To my left, and I saw this guy. I eyed him as soon as I got on the plane. I was like, this is the guy. He looks like he keeps to himself. He doesn't look like he wants to talk to anybody. You know, older guy. And I'm like, that's the guy I'm going to sit next to. Halfway down the plane, he pulls out an ear of corn and starts eating the ear of corn.
That's an interesting choice for plane food.
Exactly. That was my thought. But I was also like, God, the likelihood of the shrapnel hitting me is very high.
100%.
Right.
Ear of corn, you need like a buffer zone of 3 feet in all directions.
So I was like, all right, well, that option's out.
Also, just what kind of person makes life choices to bring an ear of corn on an airplane?
And before we take off, I mean, break it out and eat it.
That's a wild choice right there for airplane food.
Exactly. So then,
was it shucked already, or did he?
Not shucked. He was eating it off of the cob
with
a little plastic bag.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So he brought it through security and everything and onto the plane.
Jeez.
Then to my right,
guy should be on the do not fly list.
There is a woman who is kind of like wacky aunt syndrome, like seems very flustered. She's kind of fumbling with her bag. She's got a scarf on. The scarf gets stuck in the bag. I mean, it seems like she's kind of a disaster.
This is when you realize it's your reflection.
And then I say, it's me.
Wait a minute.
In the future.
That's me.
And she is doing talk to text into the phone.
Oh, boy.
So she's like, taking off now, period. Love you, period.
Oh, yeah.
And then she's getting messages back and does not have her phone on silent. So it's like, ding, ding, ding.
Right.
And I was like, God, this woman is going to be a disaster. She's going to be nervous.
You got to go.
And she's
going
to talk to me. So I want to know what would you have picked, and then I'll tell you what I did.
Well, you're in the middle, though, so I don't even know what the other people are. But if you're basing it just on, you're going to be next to one of those two. You go, guy eating ear of corn, but it's going to keep to himself, or woman who's got the loud. The phone does go off eventually, but you get the sense.
But she also had a high risk of like watching something on her phone with full volume and no headphones.
Corn guy, there's a limited lifespan of that corn. That corn will be done in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, but I feel like no one.
Unless he pulls out another one. You know what I mean? He's got like a trench coat full of corn.
I don't think
that's my superstition. For flying.
If you're traveling with one ear of corn, you're definitely traveling with more than one ear of corn.
Who buys one ear?
No one's getting one, right, at that point. So,
oh, man. That's a tough one.
But
plus, they make you wear headphones when the flight's going.
What?
That's a rule. Like, you have to have headphones on. You can't have your speakers on a phone during the flight.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't pay attention
to
that.
No one
pays.
That's another rule that nobody listens to.
Also, the thing about corn guy is as much as that's a weird food to bring, it's not one that's like offensively smell. It's a weird
it's
thing to
smelly,
walk.
It's not smelly, but
it'll
just
get
looks
on you, dude.
Yeah, it'll get on you, and it's something that you don't like watching people eat.
Right, I agree. I still go corn guy just because it's a better story.
Okay.
I think you still go corn guy over woman.
All right, I made the right choice. I went with corn guy.
Corn guy, of course you did.
Yeah, and somebody sat next to the wacky aunt lady, and she looked miserable.
Well, yeah, so you're happy, you're sitting next to, and they're probably going, like, this woman sat next to corn guy. She looked miserable the whole time. Shannon's on K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. Hope you're doing well this morning. 800-520-1067 if you need us. Another brutal night of just terrible gun violence happening all over the state, around the country.
Oh,
it's super depressing and sad.
All up and down the state.
We're just having a weird chat in here about how it just feels like, I don't know, it just happens from time to time where it feels just weird and off for some reason. And it's like what's been happening is, obviously, the Monterey Park thing is still weighing on all of us. I was watching a lot of interviews with that hero, and I like the fact that
the guy that tackled him.
Yeah, I like the fact that not that the media is still not putting the face of the shooter everywhere, but I like the fact that they're putting the hero of the situation out there a lot more. I feel like oftentimes these things happen, and there's just so much focus on, understandably, but there's so much focus on the person, the assailant,
I think there's something to people want to understand why. And I think there's also a curiosity of like, who was this person and what led them to do this thing? I think there is something to that where people just, they feel like they need to wrap their head around it just so that they can justify it somehow in their mind or make it make any sense, because it doesn't make sense.
There was a shooting yesterday, another one yesterday. It's hard to keep track anymore. It's so terrible
to talk
about.
Another one in Half Moon Bay.
Another one in Half Moon Bay. Then I think there was another one last night at a gas station in Oakland, I believe. So it's three California shootings, I believe, within the last, whatever you want to call it, 24, 48 hours.
There's one in Iowa as well.
So you can't keep up with it anymore. And I was, you take a break sometimes from the, it's like overwhelming. So people always say, you want to get your mental health on check, just take a break from the news, because the news can be so depressing. And it's oftentimes why we choose to not spend a lot of time, I'm sure some places go wall-to-wall coverage on everything that's going on. KNX, that's the place you go. You want
Well, obviously, people want information, but also it feels hopeless to talk about it because, you know, I heard on the way here, it's like, oh, they're going to present another gun violence bill. And I'm like, cool, that's not going to do anything.
Right. I know.
So
it's a constant
next?
Feeling of like, right, it's this like, sucks. And then here we are again. And then we go, ugh, another one. And then I was watching, you know, I'll take a break from the overwhelming feeling of, you know, the sadness of the news. And I'll watch a show. And then I end up... And someone's like, oh, that show Accused on, I think it's like on Hulu, but Fox. I think it's a Fox show.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I'm watching this first episode. It's about an effing school shooting.
Oh, no. Oh, and you like, didn't know?
No, I didn't know.
Well, oh,
I mean, you kind of get the sense it's going that direction. But like the idea is, and the show, it was a good show, but it was like, at some point you go, it's gotten too, it feels too much like this is what we're living in, that it doesn't, this is no longer an escape, the show.
Well, and
because it really feels like at some point,
how closely do you want art to imitate life?
Yeah,
right?
They're doing like, a fake news like, piece on the show about the show. And I'm like, I actually thought I had the news on again because it was like, this is what's happening. And it got to that point where I was like, God, this sucks.
Well, and it's also how people felt around COVID. When COVID happened, everyone was kind of going through the trauma of COVID. And then a bunch of shows were incorporating COVID into the show. And everyone was like, I don't want to hear about COVID on a show. I can't. Like, I'm going through the trauma of my own life right now in various ways. I can't see that tragedy and that trauma then put on the screen, and then I have to process it in another way as well.
So the answer to, I bring this up not because I was trying to bring the show down in any way, shape, or form, but I do feel like if you feel it all the way that we were talking how we're kind of feeling right now, it's just a little bit, just a bummed feeling, I guess, more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, there's a dark cloud. It's there's no way around that.
It happens in the community. It's right here.
I would be worried if we were all just like, well, you know, going about our lives. You know what I mean? Like, there's a dark cloud because people care.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about clickbait now, and I was going to tell you the body part that is most attractive on the opposite sex, and then I just felt like that doesn't feel right now for some reason. So,
well, it's collarbone.
It's definitely not
so we can move
false.
On from that.
It's not
the peepee hole.
Omar's right again. It's the peepee hole. Omar nailed
it. I would
it.
Agree with that as a lesbian.
That's what you call emotional whiplash, folks. 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. You feeling awake now? Good. Let's find out what's going on in the world, and then we will inch closer and closer to getting you some tickets to K-Rock World Tour 2023. Trip to Amsterdam awaits you, and more importantly, Coldplay right here in Southern California. Also, coming up very soon, Jake the Nerd, High Voltage Food Review. What will it be? A brand new, very buzzy food with the shock collar. We'll get to that and more, but first...
Grab your Adderall. It's time for some ADD news. My therapist says I'm good enough.
All right, so the list of Oscar nominees is out. Everything Everywhere All at Once has the lead with 11 nominations, which was a weekend watchers pick for Jake a while back.
Yeah!
Jamie Lee Curtis was in it. She was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, along with Stephanie Soo. Michelle Yeoh was nominated for Best Lead Actress because she can kick everyone's ass and she's awesome. Meanwhile, James Cameron did not get a nomination for Best Director, so Avatar was a complete waste of money. But a lot of other snubs as far as that movie Nope, which was another Jordan Peele movie, that did really well but got no nominations. Woman King was also a movie that did really, really well, didn't get a lot of nominations, actually none. And then Wakanda Forever, Angela Bassett, I believe, got nominated as well. So those are your nominees. It's a lot of new people. Brendan Fraser, of course, got his first nomination, but it's a lot of movies that like you haven't heard of yet, and then they're going to come out, and everyone's going to want to see them, and that's why they really released this now.
But Top Gun better win, or else there's the fix is in. That's all I'm saying. Best Picture, look no further than
Top
Gun.
You haven't even seen any of the other movies.
You're right. Doesn't matter. I'm telling you right now, and everyone would agree. If you're voting, Omar, you're voting. Who are you voting for?
Oh, man.
Top Gun.
Top Gun was great.
The best.
Top Gun was great. You know that Isherin movie? I found that really funny, too.
The Banshees of Inisherin?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I like that one, too.
I don't
My
know
overall
what...
experience was Top Gun.
That's
I think,
your winner.
Overall.
I'm going to pick the lesbian one.
Of course
I haven't
you
even
are.
Seen it yet, but Tar is nominated, and Cate Blanchett's a lesbian in it. She's like a female conductor, and she's like, ooh, so tortured.
Jake, who wins? Top Gun? Maverick?
Yeah, man, Top Gun or Everything All at Once. That show, that movie was awesome.
You would pick Top Gun over Everything Everywhere All at Once?
That's right.
Uh, It's close, man.
They played football on the beach, Allie, in Top Gun, okay?
I get that it's a good movie, but Jesus. All right, you thought Splash Mountain closing was the biggest Disney news? I would say this is way more fascinating. Disney has developed an AI technology that can age you or de-age you at will. You've seen them use it before in flashbacks for Star Wars and stuff, where, you know, they're shooting, say, a new scene with Harrison Ford, a flashback, and he looks amazing, when in real life he kind of looks like an old war criminal. The question is, now that this technology has been invented, when will we be able to access it, and will they finally stop putting crazy amounts of prosthetic makeup on actors to get them Oscar nominations now that they can just do it with AI? Because, like, Brendan Fraser was nominated, and he's like, you know, they spent most of the time putting him in a fat suit. And does that get him the nomination, or does his acting get him the nomination?
I thought he had to gain a lot of weight, though, too. Wasn't that part of it?
They did both.
Yeah, that's the most fun.
He's still like 600 pounds. You can't gain that much weight.
That's like, that would be the best part about being an actor. It's not like the money and all that. It's when they, you get one of those roles where they're like, you need to put on 50 pounds in the next 3 weeks.
I don't think that's healthy, though.
No, I don't think it's fun still, either.
Jared Leto ended up getting gout because he put on weight and had to lose it all fast.
Gout's fun, man. Gout was like a royalty disease.
Gout sounds,
I don't know what gout is, but it doesn't sound pleasant.
It's a king's disease.
Yeah, it's like what rich, fat kings would get because they sit around all day eating steak and not working out. Yeah, it sounds fun. I would love some gout.
Okay. Why don't you work on that? I'm sure
why
you
don't
can
we
get
do
some
it?
Gout.
I finally have a goal for 2023, guys.
You know, and I had to gain that weight during my pregnancy. We should do that with you.
You didn't have to gain all that weight during your pregnancy.
It was healthy.
That was a good creative choice you made. Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.